Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be seated. I hope you all had a Merry Christmas. I hope you also all had a blessed Christmas. For I do not think the two things are the same. Many had a Merry Christmas because they got some special gift, because they got what they wanted. But they missed out on the blessed because Christ was not a part of their celebration. Some, I would think, also had a blessed Christmas in rejoicing at our Savior's birth, though it may not have been very merry. Maybe because they were missing a loved one, or away from family serving our country overseas, or because of depression or other troubles. But I hope you had both, as I think Simeon, who we heard about in the gospel today, did. For when the newborn 40-day-old Jesus came to him that day in the temple, it was both a blessed and merry Christmas for Simeon. He received the gift and blessing that had been promised, that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And it filled him with great joy. The word and promise of God had been fulfilled. But it was not just the word and promise of God made to Simeon that had been fulfilled. His joy went much deeper than that. It was the word and promise of God made to his people all throughout the Old Testament. Luke makes that clear. For the words that we heard about what happened in the temple that day are steeped in and oozing the Old Testament. Let me mention just three of them here in connection with Simeon. First, we are told Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Or in other words, he was waiting for the consoler, the comforter, the counselor, the advocate, the one who is on our side, the one come to help us in our need, the one come to comfort us stuck in our sin with the forgiveness of our sins, the one the Lord promised to send from the very first book of the Old Testament to the very last, from Genesis to Malachi. Simeon was not just waiting for the one promised to him, but to the one promised to the world. Second, Simeon says, "My eyes have seen your salvation." Now, what exactly did Simeon see when he looked at this 40-day-old child nestled in his arms? Well, the word translated there as salvation is the Old Testament word for the sin offering. He saw the Lord's sin offering. Now, hanging out in the temple as much as he did, Simeon must have seen lots of sin offerings, lots of lambs. But now he saw the one that all those other offerings, all those other sin offerings pointed to. The one who came to fulfill all those other offerings. The Lord's sin offering. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And third, Simeon says, he sees a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people Israel. Which sounds an awful lot like the verses from Isaiah that we hear at Christmas. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The darkness of sin and death would be shattered by this one, for both Jew and Gentile alike. For this one is not the Savior just of Simeon or just of the Jews, but of the world. So what is happening here is that all the rivers of God's word and promise in the Old Testament are converging here in this child and forming a great waterfall of God's grace that is now plunging down on Simeon and all people. Think of Niagara Falls. Where does it come from? Where does all that water come from? From reservoirs, from snow melt, from rain, all coming down through rivers and streams until finally they all converge and form that incredible waterfall. That's what's happening here. The word and promises of God spoken to so many people in so many times and places in the Old Testament, and which have been flowing for so long, finally have now converged in the birth of Jesus. All the Old Testament fulfilled in Him. All the promises fulfilled in Him. A great waterfall from God of grace. A great waterfall from God in His Son. Now born for us as one of us. That's what Simeon saw. The thing with waterfalls, though, is that you hear them before you see them. When you go to Niagara Falls, for example, or even if you're walking through the woods to see another waterfall, as you get closer, before you can see any evidence of the waterfall, you hear it. You hear the sound of the mighty rushing waters getting louder and louder until you get to the place where the terrain opens up and you can finally see it. You see the majesty of all that water falling so far and so gracefully down. So it was with Simeon. Before he saw this great waterfall of God's grace, he had heard it. He had heard the words and promises of God in the Old Testament. So that when he finally saw Jesus and held him in his arms, he wasn't dumbstruck at the sight. He spoke. He spoke the words he had heard for so long. He spoke the words he had heard about this great outpouring of God's grace, about the consolation of Israel, about the Lord's sin offering, about the light coming into the world. Finally, he had come. Finally, it was time. Finally, Simeon could now depart in peace. And so he was filled with joy and peace. Then there was Anna, an old widow who had devoted herself to fasting and prayer since her husband had died. This great waterfall of God's grace now poured out upon her when she came up and heard Simeon's words. And then she began to pour them out upon others. speaking to him of all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And now, this great waterfall of God's grace has been poured out upon you. What the prophets long foretold and Simeon held in his arms has now been proclaimed and given to you. That not only your Christmases be merry, but each and every day of your lives be blessed. Blessed in the grace and forgiveness of this child born for you. For just as Simeon held Jesus in his arms and proclaimed that the great waterfall of God's grace was now being outpoured, so you and I are held in the arms of pastors as the great waterfall of God's grace is poured upon us in holy baptism. For now, through water and his word, Jesus takes us up as children in his arms and blesses us with his forgiveness, with his spirit, with his life and salvation. All of his words and promises are given to us and fulfilled for us here. So from that moment on, we, like Simeon, can depart in peace. But if we do not, if it is not yet time for us to depart and God sees fit to give us life and breath for a while after that, then, like Anna, we hear this word of the great waterfall of God's grace poured out upon us, and we begin to pour it out on others. This is what Paul was writing to the Christians in Colossae about, as we heard in the epistle, describing the Christian life as one of pouring out compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, as of bearing with one another and forgiving each other, as one of love and harmony and thanksgiving, as one where the word and promises of God dwell in us richly, as they did in Simeon. That the great waterfall of grace we have received, we also give. That whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we don't. That's our reality. We're saints, but we're also sinners. We're God's children, but we don't always live like it. I'm sure Simeon had his moments too, waiting and waiting to see the Lord's Christ. So when you get dirty living in this world, when you don't live as the children of God you are, when you wallow in your sin, be washed again under the great waterfall of God's forgiveness. Hearing the word of his absolution spoken to you both privately and publicly, forgiving and being forgiven by one another. And then also come and receive the body and blood of the Lord Christ, not held in your arms, but placed into your mouth, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And then, as we do in the liturgy, sing with Simeon his song of faith. Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Which you can sing because you have heard. You have seen with the eyes of faith. And you too have received this great waterfall of God's grace, and so are filled with peace and joy. The peace and joy that surpasses all understanding. The peace and joy that only your Savior can give. And when that is given, you are blessed, whether you're merry or whether you're not. For you have received something far more and far greater than happiness. You have received the Lord of all, who has redeemed you and made you His own, His dear child. And now, in His arms, He rejoices over you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.